foundational tools to develop a biblical worldview. Welcome to Mentoring Matters, a listener-supported program of SharonHearts.org. With the world's culture invading the church, it is vital that we establish some deeper roots in biblical truth in order to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So join us now as we let the Word of God give us foundational tools to develop and maintain a biblical worldview. Hi, this is Sharon Hoskins.
And this is Janie Ratzlaff.
Today we're going to continue to look at the names of God that are found in Psalm 23, which characterize God with the qualities that make up who God Himself says He is.
I have been very impressed that in one of the most simple psalms that David ever wrote, where every verse he saw a different character trait of God Almighty that he served.
Now, last week we showed God as our shepherd, our provider, and our peace in Psalm 23, verses 1 and 2. So this week we're going to start in verse 3 and just see how far we get.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, then verse 3 says, He restoreth my soul.
Jehovah Ropa, the Lord who makes whole.
Okay.
The Lord my healer. He restores our soul. And our soul, Sharon, is always our mind, will, emotions.
All right? Okay.
So what he's saying is he's taking care of each part of the person that he created.
So not just our physical bodies, but
keeping
our
us
emotions.
Things that would trouble us.
Okay.
And, you know, my emotions can get pretty upset if I see a snake.
Yeah.
And so can a lamb.
And sometimes our mind gets carried away with things of the what ifs or, you know, fears.
Well, stop and think about a little newborn lamb where its mother rejects them.
Mm.
And sometimes a black sheep, where do you think we got the expression, the black sheep of the family? Sometimes if a black sheep is born, which is very unique, the color of the mother will reject it and will not let it feed.
Okay.
So the shepherd, once again, has to see that that newborn lamb is fed.
Cared for.
Yeah.
Okay. So David is helping us see that the Lord goes beyond putting a Band-Aid on our boo-boos, but He penetrates to the core of our being. He restores our soul, our mind, will, and emotions.
Okay, Sharon, as we look at these names in six verses, I have a concern, though, that we have balance in knowing the names of God. Then what we're talking about right now is a mindset for a believer.
Okay.
And we believe that we are Christians, because the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
Right.
If we want to include unbelievers, then they're not going to have a clue today where we're going.
Okay.
And part of that reason is because the enemy wants to hold us in blindness and understanding the simplicity of what it's like to be restored in our soul, our mind, will, and emotions.
Right.
So I want to let us see where the battle really can begin. And that really is going to 2 Corinthians 11, 3-5.
All right.
Where Paul expresses that he has a fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. So, Sharon, how do we know the depths of who he is as a person when the enemy is there to keep us from anything simple that he says he's made simple in what we're talking about in Psalms 23.
Oh. Well, he tries to complicate everything. I mean, look what he did in the garden, complicating a relationship to the point of brokenness. But because of what Jesus did on the cross, his precious blood, his death, burial, and resurrection, we have the opportunity to have that relationship with the Father, to fellowship with him. He makes us whole. He heals us completely and totally.
That's right. But how many people listening today understand about the sins that were taken care of the cross, the sin nature that was taken care of the cross, and Satan that was defeated at the cross? If he's so powerful right now, why is all this conflict causing us such confusion? Okay.
That's a good question. I think it's because we really don't know the depths of the cross.
Well, and that's true, because let me just mention that some of the things that were dealt with that have freed us because of what happened at the cross, it freed us from being in bondage to the old man or the old sin nature. It freed us from the guilt of being condemned. It freed us from being in bondage to have to live the world system. And it also, Sharon, freed us from the flesh. But oh, do we, how we protect that flesh today. And it freed us from the law that comes across as legalism. The law is good. It has its purpose.
Right.
But if we misuse the law and take it into legalism, then it's like we're taking some of the ingredients that we would have if we were doing a recipe and mixing it up wrongly.
Oh, I've done that.
Okay. It's supposed to be little sprinkles on the top, and we're trying to mix it in as the chief ingredient.
Right.
And then it just released us from the devil and who he is. But, Sharon, we have to remember that God has given permission right now for the devil to be the god of this world. But as believers, we are living in that domain, but we are not in bondage to that domain.
That is so good, Janie, because I think that we forget that we are in the world, but not of the world.
Yes, and I had a sweet, precious believer who is a great student pose a dangerous question. Well, if God is all-knowing, and he is all these things, and Satan is not bondage now, he can still walk amongst us, he's the god of this world, then it must be that Satan and God have equal privilege.
Oh, my.
Now, do you see the subtlety of that way of thinking?
Yes.
And I wanted to stand up and scream, but I did try to refrain.
Right.
And say, but Satan is not of the same nature as God Almighty. Just because he's in the location of God and can come before God and accuse us, he's not with the same authority just because he's in the same location. You know, if you're on a train, the conductor has a different authority than the one who's driving the train.
Right.
All right? Okay. So how we can take the truth and the enemy twist it from the simplicity.
Well, that makes total sense. Why we say that the devil is always beating us up. So what you're saying to me is because of what Jesus did on the cross, the depths of who he is available to us today.
Yes, and then I've got to interject my favorite phrase. all that God is in all of his character, in all of his being, is available to you and I if we will be available to all that he is. It's available to us, Sharon.
Mm.
We don't know how to appropriate it, and even in our sincerity, our desire to know, we hear from the pulpit that Satan can do this, this, and this, and this, and this, mm-hmm. and this. And you know what? He can if we choose to give him the authority to do so.
Okay.
But when we are under the wholeness of Jesus Christ, he can't touch us.
Right.
Since the cross has done the work. But if we do not understand what truly happened at the cross, we're going to question why we are in such a mess as we are.
Right, right.
Okay?
All right. And that makes total sense to me, Janie. And I love how a simple verse that David wrote, the Lord has given us so much of who he is in making us whole and healed to restore us completely and totally.
Yes, and so in the simplicity of the psalm, the Lord is still giving the depths of who he is as a person.
And we've only made it to verse 3. He restores my soul. He is Jehovah Rapha. The Lord my health, the Lord my healer. And that's why mentoring matters.
Mentoring Matters is a listener-supported discipleship program of Sharon Hart's ministry. Join a community seeking to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, with resource materials available for the journey at sharonhearts.org. That's SHARIN hearts.org.